Heading over to South Australia, have a chat to Will Clarkin, who's got a big team in across the two states on the weekend. And, gee, stable's flying at the moment. Good morning, Will. How are you, mate?
Well, thank you.
How did Bella Vella come through the run on the Goldie on Saturday?
Yeah, she was quite good. I think I made a pretty poor training decision when I went up there. She was due to have a trial on the Tuesday, and I elected not to, and she just got to the races really didn't handle it well. She broke out straight away and she was quite unpleasant to deal with before the race, which is very, very out of character for her. And I think she'd run her race by the time she got to the barriers, which was a shame.
So will we see her down in Melbourne, do you think?
Look, I think that we're going to maybe keep her in Sydney for a while. There's a couple of nicer options for her there. You know, we have to really try to find the weight for age races for her because she's so hard to place when in set weights and penalties, right? After she'll have to carry the maximum penalties in every race. So we'll take her to Sydney and she'll go into some light training just at Kalora Lodge and still up in Queensland for a few more days. We'll get her there and see how she's handling it and go from there.
I see you've got an Australian bloodstock horse entered in an Australian Cup Ironclad. What can you tell us about this European horse?
Yeah, he's a beautiful big horse. We identified him, as a group, identified him as a horse that would suit us here. He wasn't the dearest horse to find. He had some behavioural issues in the UK. He was quite a ferocious colt. He's been gelded since then, and he's still got a little bit in him, but he's really coming around. He's a lovely horse. He had his first jump out here on Tuesday morning, and I couldn't be more happy with what I saw.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing him throughout the autumn. You've got runners entered at the Valley, at Sandown, and also at Gawler on Saturday. Of all of those that are entered, which one's your Melbourne runner? Are you going to have many? Is it Second Slip?
At this stage, Second Slip and maybe Lara Chess, both at Sandown on Saturday. I did want to take care of the two-year-old over at the Valley, but he drew 14, so that was straight off the cards. Second Slip, just double the prize money on the Saturday rather than the Friday night, and he looks like he's found a really appropriate race.
Well, he's in great form at the moment. He's won his last two. So how do you think he levels up? You've got a really good knack of bringing horses over here from South Australia and finding their mark in Melbourne. Is he a Saturday summer horse, or where do you think he rates?
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. He's got a lot of development as far as his race manners go. I think that he's a horse good enough to compete on a Saturday in Melbourne. I've made mistakes in the past where I've won a few races quite quickly in Adelaide with these sort of horses, and then we take them over and they're most probably too high in the handicap ratings and maybe outweigh themselves. So I've decided that he's going super. He won well first up. His gallop was great on Tuesday. He goes over there and he gets in on the minimum or thereabouts, and I think that definitely gives him a strong winning chance in the race.
And Lara Chess, if we do see her over here, how do you compare her to what she'll make? Because it was a good win last start at Murray Bridge.
Yeah, she's been really in and out this filly or mare now throughout her career. She never really put two together, but I've been really treating her front fetlocks, and we've got great response from them. And she's lovely and sound at the moment. She was super at Murray Bridge first up, most probably a little bit. I think she's gone a career best there. And we didn't expect that much from her going into the run. I thought she mostly needed it. She's in a very, very suitable race in Adelaide, but I'm just worried about how hot it's going to be here. They predicted sort of 42 or 43 at Gawler on Saturday, so I suppose I'd rather run her here in Adelaide, but if it looks like the races might be in doubt or if anything else, we might send her over just so we can get a run into her while she's going well.
They're at Gawler on Saturday, so is that normally a place that gets even hotter or a bit cooler?
Yeah,
have an option of running earlier?
Traditionally, we don't do that in South Australia. I can't ever remember a meeting being put forward, but I have heard whispers that might be the case. I'd love that to be the case. I hate it when you sort of get a horse ready for running on a certain day and they transfer or they move the races around. It just changes your training program going into it, and I've never had much luck with it, so I'd prefer them to put the races on early and get it out of the way before it gets sweltering.
If they do a go-ahead, Golston, this is this two-year-old. It's well-bred, not a single doubt, from Champagne Kisses. Is this a pretty smart two-year-old we might get to see on Saturday?
Yeah, he's just a lovely, lovely horse. I think in time he's going to be a better horse over a bit further, maybe seven or a mile. He's done everything he could do on the track. He gallops with a lot of older horses in the stable, and he's always been able to go with them quite easily. And he's only had two jump outs. The first one at Morphville, they went very slowly, and he just controlled and didn't really get a guide. Then I jumped him out against the older horses at Strathalbyn the other day, and it's a very testing track, a 1,000-metre jump out at Strath, and he handled it well and was able to go on and win his trial and look good. He just knocked a knee in a fetlock and most probably cost us a couple of weeks halfway through our preparation. And I'd rather most probably have one more jump out going into to his first up run, but we can't always get what we want.
Is he still good enough to win?
Oh, for sure, yep. No, I really like him. I think he's a really nice horse. And I think if he was to win there, you know, it would open up some lovely options for us.
Maybe the Diamond?
Oh, look, he could go over. If he was to run well, you know, you would be on the right leg to go over and find a race. I wouldn't go that far, but, you know, like I said, it is the right time of year for a two-year-old to be going well.
All right, leave us with one good thing over the weekend, Will.
I really like Second Slip at Sandown. I think that if he travels over there and handles all that, it just looks lovely for him. I think Jamie will just suit the horse down to the ground. And if everything went right and the races were on here in Adelaide, I think Lara Chess must be the best.
Good on you, Will. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you.